A first trip to the 94 Olympics. When Norwegian environmentalists learned that the Winter Olympics were to be held on the pristine slopes and valley of Lillehammer, they joined hands to oppose the project. But when the Olympic Committee and the environmentalists sat down to talk it over, they decided to see if they couldn't build an Olympic site that respected Lillehammer's unspoiled environment. Economic incentives were put in place to encourage as little damage as possible. The Olympic Committee, for example, had to pay a tax on every tree it cut down. To save on energy, the great ice rink was placed inside a mountain. To maintain the unbroken beauty of the area, the bobsled course was blended into the forest on mountain fringes. Many of the structures in the Olympic Village were carefully disassembled and moved after the games to provide needed housing elsewhere. Private vehicles were banned from the town during the games, and public transportation of the games was designed to cause as little ecological damage as possible. Food vendors used plates, utensils, and cups made of materials which could be fed to livestock once they had been used. In large and little ways, members of the Lillehammer Committee and the Environmentalist Project for an Environment-Friendly Olympics cooperated to produce a great event that could be returned to nature. Millions of television viewers around the world were unaware that the Winter Olympics were a triumph for a sound environment.